Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
The lessons that I learn every time I turn around. You're the water when I'm burned. Every time I think I found everything I'm looking for. You're the sign saying stop, take a bow, and keep moving forward. And start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align your purpose, everything will feel great.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Good morning to everyone in the chat room, or, well, depending on where you're listening from, it may be afternoon, depending on what part of the world you're in. So I just want to say hello, hello, hello to everyone. I'm just getting organized here. I just noticed about half an hour ago that I actually didn't schedule a show for today. Not on purpose, just that in the hecticness of moving, I scheduled all the shows, pardon me, for the month of November, but somehow missed this week. So I thought, oh, well, maybe that spirit's message to let me know not to do the show today, because I am in a sea of boxes trying to get organized for the big move next week. And so I said, well, let me check in with my guides. And my guide said, oh, no, do the show. So obviously I need to do the show today. But I have a major homework project due tomorrow, which I haven't started on because I wasn't able to get into my student site for school for the last week. And I got some technical support from the lovely Sarah at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine yesterday, and she is a techie guru, and finally was able to walk me through, get me into the things that I needed to get into, and show me an easier way to access all the videos and so forth that I need for class this month. So, oh my goodness, I am a little hectic this week, and actually have been, you know, for the last few weeks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. That the phone lines are already filling up quickly, and there's a bunch of people in the chat room. So I want to say welcome to you all. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day for being here. And thank you all who listen to the replays also for tuning in. You know, this show is for you, and I'm so glad that you have made the commitment to be here for yourself and to transform your life. And this is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium. I'm also an intuitive coach, a master healer, certified in past life regression therapy. I am an animal communicator. I am a certified angel healer. Let's see, what else? Oh my God, I'm a minister. I also, there's other things. What are the other things? Oh my God, the list is so long. I'm a shaman from two tribes. And trying to think of all my certifications. Anyway, the list is long. And I'm working on three more right now. Not that I need any more certifications, but the three projects or programs that I'm in, just I feel like they tie all my work in together, and everything that I've been studying for many decades. These three programs all seem to be working together, and I'm so excited, and I'll be so excited to bring new things to you. You know, in the near future, I will be certified in Colette Baron-Reed's Envision process in the spring. And I am in my second year of my Doctor of Homeopathic Medicine with Dr. Bruce Burkowski, and I'm so excited about that. And I've learned so much in the 2 years in the program. It's really remarkable. And this is my first year in the Rees Thomas Energy Institute, which I'm very excited about that as well. So what are you up to? Oh, my God. I transform my life about every 7 years. I go through this major shifting and clearing out. And, you know, so it's not always physical clearing out or moving every 7 years. But it's definitely a reformatting my whole life. And I am coming to the close of one of those seven-year cycles this year. And next year is a brand new beginning for me, literally. And I am so excited because where I'm shifting out of being a homeowner for the last, oh my goodness, since 1989, into renting. And I'm very excited about that because my life is getting so busy because, you know, just with my school things, that's more than enough for most people. I also, you know, I'm always looking to bring new things to all of you. And so, you know, I'm always shifting and changing and moving and creating new projects and things like that. And I actually have in the works a couple of five-week programs that I'll be offering after I get settled, probably in the late winter, early spring. I will offer the first one. And it will be at a very reasonable price. I'm hoping to offer it locally, but also to be able to do a live stream. So keep posted for that. I'm very excited about that. So I want to welcome, thank everybody, the new people on Facebook. There's Vi and Elizabeth this week. Thank you so much for liking my page. And let's see. So what's going on? What else is going on? I guess that's sort of about it at the moment. I'm just shifting into new things. So today, I want to continue our conversation from last week because I feel like I just sort of brushed the surface. And there's so much to know about energy and clearing and space clearing that I wanted to delve a little bit deeper into it. And so we're going to talk more about that today. And so not only am I clearing out so much stuff in my life because I have, I'd say probably 70% of my furniture for sale right now. And so many of the things that I have in my home currently, I'm not taking with me. I'm going to have a big yard sale or house sale because it's already getting cold here in the Northeast, and just pass it on to somebody else who would really can really use it and enjoy it. So that's my goal, my focus here, and I've already farmed out tons of stuff, and it feels so good energetically to be lightening the load. So where are you heavy in your life? Are your closets packed to the brim? When you open the door, do things fall out? Do you have problems finding things that you're looking for because you have so much stuff? Well, the holidays are coming, and we know what that means for most of us, is that more stuff comes in with Christmas coming and Hanukkah, if you celebrate that. So whatever your traditions are, Kwanzaa, whatever. Most people around this time of year start thinking about the holidays, start shopping, and then, we have gift giving, of course. And so very often you have more stuff coming in. My rule for years has been whatever new comes in the house, one thing must go out for each new thing that comes in. And it works pretty well, but you would be surprised how much stuff you still have. And I mean, I didn't start that rule until a couple of years ago. And so I already had a lot of stuff because, when family relatives pass away or so forth, you know how you often collect up things from their houses, their estates. And so you have your stuff plus some of their stuff and yada, yada, yada. So it's good to clear out. I like to do a good clearing out at least once a year, but it doesn't always happen for various reasons. You know, we get busy, we're working, we have kids to take care of, whatever. So make a date, put it on your calendar to do a big house cleaning. Do it before the holidays because then the energy of your home will be lightened up and feel better. And then you'll be able to gratefully accept in the new things. So really be ruthless when you're going through things. And for me, sometimes that can be difficult, especially if it's things that I've had for a long time. I just need to grab a sip here. Because, you know, some things are like, oh, well, I've had it for so long and I don't know, if I should get rid of it. Even if it's like not a big sentimental thing, but might have some sentimental value, or is just still a really useful object. Like, for example, flower vases. I have tons of flower vases. How many flower vases does one girl need, really? So, the reason behind the flower vases is I should, bring that up, is I owned a florist shop for a number of years. And I love flowers and I love to give flowers as gifts. So oftentimes I like to have flower vases in the house because if I have a gift to give, I like to bring a vase of flowers. Or if I'm going to someone's house for dinner or something like that, I will bring a vase of flowers. And, but then I realized, I can pick up a vase anytime I need one. I don't need to have them all in the house just in case. I can have one or two. I don't need to have 12. And so a lot of those have gone out. And so those are some of the examples, makeup. When was the last time you went through your makeup case or your bathroom cabinet? start there because it's the easiest place. In your makeup kit, if there's anything over 6 months old, get rid of it. It has too much bacteria in it. Even if you've only used it twice, think about it. You put it on your cheeks, you put it on your eyes, you put it on your lips, and you put the cover on, and all that bacteria that was on your person now is in that little container, and it's been able to grow for 6 months. So get rid of it. The only things that are safe to keep that are older than 6 months for makeup are like pencils that you sharpen, lip liners or eyeliners or things like that. You have to be able to take the surface off of it. Oh, all right. Let me take a breath for a second here. So astrologically, this whole rest of the year is about coming into balance, bringing in the feminine energy and the feminine divine, because that's what the age of Aquarius is all about. And the astrological, you know, systems and the stars and the planets are all supporting us in that way. So we will start to see a lot of shifting. You know, we're seeing powerhouses like Elizabeth Warren in Congress right now. And, you know, we will see more women stepping up to the plate and speaking out and speaking up and changing the world, because the world has been out of balance for so long because we've been dominated by the masculine energy. And, you know, the masculine energy is fabulous in balance. And it's been way, way, way out of balance. So, that being said, think about how you can contribute, and it could be just contributing in your own family, bringing in balance, bringing balance into your own personal life. Where are you out of balance? And it may be in your home space where you need to clear clutter out because it's out of balance because you have too much stuff. It's so easy to do, and the majority of us, especially here in the United States, do collect a lot of things, and it can be little, you know, things. I made a vow years and years and years ago never to collect knickknacks because my grandmother had this huge knickknack collection that collected a lot of dust, and those knickknacks would have to be washed once or twice a year, and I mean, there were hundreds of them. So I vowed never to collect, kept to that, and I never did collect knickknacks, but I've collected a lot of other little things that just take up space. And, you know, how about those gifts that you get? Gifts that just don't fit you. They're not you. You look at them and you go, oh, thank you so much. But, you know, it's not you. So what do you do with them? Gift them away. Give them to charity. You know, don't feel bad about it. Just give it away and it still retains its full value. And when your mother-in-law asks, where's that picture that I gave you? You know, just say, well, gee, you know, I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. However, it just didn't work with my decor or whatever. And I found someone who really loved it and appreciated it, and leave it at that. She might be ticked off, but you've gotten rid of a picture that you hate, and you know, somebody else has been able to take it who loves it. Sonia Chiquette has a great story about that. Her sister, for a wedding present, gave her an original Salvador Dali painting, and she hated it. And she had hung it up in the living room for a while, and every time she looked at it, she just cringed. And so then she would move it. She moved it around the house. It went to a hallway. It was in all different rooms in the house. And she still hated this picture. So it finally ended up in the closet. And then one day she decided she was going to have a yard sale. And she put this original Salvador Dali painting, which was worth a great deal of money, in the yard sale for $5. And somebody bought it, absolutely thrilled, knowing that it was an original and it was worth like $50,000 or something crazy like that. And Sonia was so happy to have the $5 and just get rid of it because she hated it that much. So that person is going to cherish it and appreciate it, getting it for $5, even if they sell it and make $10,000, you know, good for them. So if it's something that has value like that and you're having a hard time letting it go, you know, you don't have to necessarily sell it for $5 at a yard sale, but move it along. Just move it along, you know. It's a good thing. And oh my goodness, there are so many people in the chat room and so many new people I just noticed. So I just wanted to say, hey, hi everybody. So glad you are here. And for some reason, my private chat is not working. I'm not getting the full message. It's being cut off, and it's been doing that for a couple of weeks now. I need to get in touch with Blog Talk for that. So if you have a question or something that you'd like to ask, put it in the main chat. Otherwise, I will not be able to see it. All right, so just a little note there for you. And for callers who are on the line, I tend to spend so much time with you guys when you're on the phone because I work a little bit differently than a lot of intuitive or psychics out there. I could just give you a message, which, you know, could just take a couple of minutes, or I can encourage you to live your best life and to find the answers in your heart, sort of maybe with some assistance for me, but also, you know, on your own. And I'd like to teach people tools on how to listen to their inner guidance. So I don't like to just blurt the answer out. I often make you work for it because, again, I could just give you the answer, but unless you really own it, then I don't feel that you're getting the full value of it. So I am going to take callers in a little bit, and I'm going to try to keep the callers shorter than what I have the last past couple of weeks because there have been a lot of callers who I haven't been able to get to because I spend so much time with people. So please keep that in mind and really have your question formulated. If it's a really broad question, you know, it just takes too much time on the air. Like, for example, what do you see for my future? That's a really broad question. So have a really specific question that you would like me to look at, and that's very helpful. And also, I want you to tell me a story about what you're grateful for in your life when I pick up your call. So that being said, clearing your stuff. So last week we talked a little bit about smudging. And smudging is a great way to shift the energy in a home or in a business, even in your car, for example. You know, if you're working with others, if you work in an office, of course, you can't just go in and burn your sage because that wouldn't be cool. So it would have to be a place that you either manage or own and or have permission to do that. Because maybe not everybody subscribes to that belief and would be offended. But that being said, in your own home, you're free to do whatever you want. Although, it's funny, my youngest, Ryan, used to say, Mom, please don't smudge before I have to go to school or go to work because then I smell like pot. And it does smell like marijuana. So I would honor that. So honor the people that you live with, if you live with people as well. And, you know, a request like that is very reasonable. So the important thing about sage and smudging is so many people smudge with the sage, but then they're never taught to close with sweetgrass. And I may have mentioned this last week. And it's really an important thing because what happens when you burn the sage is it opens the energy field. And if you don't close it, it leaves the energy field open. Now, I'll use my own experience as an example. When I first bought this home that I am now moving from 15 years ago, it was totally inhabited by spirit. There were two vortexes in the house, and it was quite haunted, we'll say. And not all the beings were here were pleasant. So I did everything that I knew at that time to try to clear the space and so forth, and I would smudge a lot. But at that time, I did not know about closing with the sweetgrass. So what would happen is I would smudge, the energy would feel better for a short time, and then all of a sudden, it would be even worse and more chaotic than before I smudged. So I could not figure out what was going on, and I have been very fortunate and blessed with wonderful teachers in my life, and I had learned from my cousin Michael, who is also a shaman, and he has studied with many Native American peoples, chiefs, and medicine women. As well as he was for a while in Hinduism and all sorts of things. So he was the one that pointed out that I needed to close with the sweetgrass and taught me how to do that in ceremony. And it's not difficult. It's not time consuming. You know, the main thing is what your intention is in the clearing and also in the closing. Now, I have my brother's dog, Alice, who is a great little healer and loves to be with clients when I have clients. But my two dogs before that I had were great helpers as well, and they were great helpers in clearing the house because they would sit at this kitchen door as I would clear the house, and they would their heads would turn back and forth from side to side, side to side, side to side. And when the house was clear, I knew everybody was out because their heads would stop turning. And then they would just sit at the door patiently, waiting. And then I would, you know, invite my guides and my angels and everybody into the house as it had been cleared. And again, they would sit there at the door with their heads turning back and forth, watching all the spirit people come in. And when their heads stopped moving, I knew that everybody was in. And I thanked them and closed the door. So look to your pets for clues because they can really be helpful in your work. And when I say your work, you don't have to be out professionally doing this work, but just in your own home space, okay? And cats are a great indicator of where there is energy running through your house. Because cats love energy lines or ley lines, and there's energy lines that run through the earth, and there's two different kinds. There's one that's called the Herkimer grid, and it is a grid just like graph paper. And then there are other lines that are called ley lines. Some people call them dragon lines, and those run sort of randomly through the planet, through the earth. And this is scientific stuff. This isn't anything that I'm, you know, just intuiting. But where the Herkimer grid, where the lines cross, will be a huge energy field. And cats will lay where there is the most energy. So if you have a cat and they lay in the same spot all the time, just be mindful. Because they're either laying on a cross point of the Herkimer grid, or they could be laying on a dragon line, and that could also be a point where the dragon line crosses over the Herkimer grid, which is a hugely powerful energy. And that's actually where vortexes can be created. It's a good place for vortexes to happen. And a vortex is an opening in the energy field that allows spirit to come through, spirit people. And I have two of them in this house, which I've been able to maintain and keep closed now for quite a long time. But it took me years to really learn how to deal with it and to perfect it. So if you're thinking about doing space clearing, or if you're doing some feng shui, or even if you clean homes for a living, really do your research and do some study before you start going in and just offering to clear people's spaces. Because you never know what you're going to find when you get there. You know, this house, I had no idea when I bought it that it was inhabited, because it was shielded from me, because I wouldn't have bought it had I known. And it was part of my training to really get me on my path with being in this house and dealing with the other side, dealing with all this spirit and learning how to do this type of thing. Because when I was growing up, my grandmother did this work, and I was honestly scared shit of it because of all the stories of the things that happened to her and her teacher when they would go in and clear people's houses. You know, a couple of times they almost drowned because they would take the herbs that they burned down to the ocean to throw them in the water. And, you know, twice these two huge waves in a perfectly glass calm day came up and overtook them, and neither one of them could swim, and pulled them into the water. And luckily, you know, they worked with powerful enough guides and angels around them. They were able somehow to get to shore, even though they couldn't swim. And so I didn't want to do this work hearing those stories growing up of all these crazy things that they encountered and all this negative energy. And, you know, most homes don't have things that are that bad in it, but you just never know. So start with your own home, or start with homes that you know really well, and do it that way. And, you know, so do your sage. I always say a certain prayer and call in my guides, my angels. I work with a group of 33 celestial beings, and my master intuitive guide is Metatron. And I call them in. I call in Jesus and Mary and Kuan Yin. And I have a whole list of people that I call in. But, you know, it sounds like a lot, but it actually goes really quickly. And because I've been doing it so long, it's just like, oh, da-da-da-da, okay, done. And I start facing the direction of the east, and I call in the spirit people of the east, only those of the light. Also the animals, the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged. And you can just say the animals of all creation if you want, from the direction of the east, calling the east wind. And then you change and you face the south and you do the same thing. And then you turn and face the west and do the same thing. Again, calling in the guides only of the white light, the ancestors, the spirit people, the animals, etc. And then you face to the north and again repeat the same thing, calling in the same, the ancestors, those of the light, etc. And then I take my smudge, and this is while you're holding your smudge burning. I hold it to the sky and I say, Father Sky, and then I hold it to the ground and say, Mother Earth, and then I say, the great I am. I ask for your blessing in this clearing. Again, I ask that all my guides of the highest good be here, of the white light, for this clearing, energetic clearing. And then I proceed with the clearing. And I always move counterclockwise because it's an unwinding. And so you're going to, you can, people have different theories. Some people do it clockwise, some people do it counterclockwise. You go with the way that you feel is the right direction for you. And I always start at the door that I use the most, which faces east, which is convenient. And so you start from that point, and then you walk around the entire house in one continuous loop. So if, for example, if you have a multi-level home and you get to one point, for example, my stairs to going upstairs are in the dining room. So when I get to that point in the dining room, I don't finish the room in the dining room because that would close off the energy there. I continue up the stairs, do the upstairs room, come back down the stairs, and then continue throughout the dining room and then keep going around the house. So you make it one continuous loop. Don't close the loop until you are finished. And then when you're finished with that, and make sure you really get the corners, and if you have furniture in the corners, try to blow the smoke behind the furniture. And, of course, be careful for hot ash, because sometimes, you know, the hot ash will blow off the sage. So be really careful about that. And if you're in an apartment or a place where you can't use sage to burn, you can use a liquid sage, which I have available on my website, alchemyoftheearth.com. It's called Positive Energy Spray, and it has the same components. Actually, it has more components than just smudge in it, but it's very clearing, and I sell lots of it. People who use it love it, and they're never without it once they use it. So check that out, if you're in a situation where you can't burn, or if you can just like to carry one in your purse. They help, like, say when you have that lag at, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's because you've accumulated all the people's energies that you've encountered for the day. And especially if you're sensitive, empathic, or intuitive, you absorb all those other people's energies. So you want to clear that off. And the spray is a great way to do it. And it smells really good, too. You know, back to the smudge, because I want to make sure that you know how to complete it. So then after you have used your sage, and I prefer to use the loose sage because then you know you're getting sage. When you buy the bundles of the sage that are bundled together, it's almost never sage, and it's usually a mix of other things in there. You can use a combination of other herbs, but there are none that you find in those bundles that I prefer. You can use basil, rosemary, peppermint, and lavender together as a bundle, but you can use the sage, the loose sage, and for the same thing. The only time you would want to move up to using the combination of those other four herbs is if you're dealing with something that is really heavy and dark in the space. And again, unless you are a professional space clearer, you do not want to go there. Myself, as a professional space clearer, I often don't want to go there. And I have turned clearing certain places down in the past because the things that were there were so bad. So that being said, when you close after you sage, you want to do your braided sweetgrass, and then you follow the same pattern that you did with the sage, except in the opposite direction. And instead of calling in the spirit guides and the animals and so forth, you thank them. So again, you start in the direction of the east, turn to the south, turn to the west, turn to the north, thanking everyone for coming and assisting. And then you proceed to make your walk around the entire property, inside the home, in a continuous loop in the opposite direction of which you cleared from. And you can also do this on the outside of the perimeter of the property. So I hope that helps. And we've got 20 minutes left already. I am going to go to the call board right now. And so, again, tell me what you're grateful for when I pick up your call and have a specific question so I can take as many callers as possible. All right, and so the first call that I'm going to is 651 and the last four digits 5622. Hi, caller.
Hi. Hi, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you? You're excited today, Leslie.
I am, and I am very grateful for my two sons.
Oh, that's great. How old are they?
They are 21 and 15.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like a baby.
Nope.
That's awesome. Very awesome. I have a 21-year-old and a 30-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for them as also. All right, Leslie, so tell me, what's going on with you today, and what can I help you with?
I'm trying to launch a business.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to get some guidance on what would be my most effective ways of getting out there, I guess. And I have a website. It's just not generating much. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, there are millions of websites out there, and it is tough to break into an e-business, so to say. And my guides are saying this is an e-business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have a storefront is what they're saying.
No.
Okay, and what are you selling? What kind of products?
Well, it's conscious transformational art.
Oh, neat. Okay. And do you have a partner right now?
No, I do not.
Saying no. Yeah, my guides are saying no. Because what they indicated right as soon as you started speaking was that you need to partner with someone. So start looking to people that do you, they say that you have connections in the holistic community around you. So start looking at your connections that you have in the holistic community and say, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you could put a link on your website for me and I'll reciprocate and put one on your, for yours on mine. And, you know, for example, too, one thing that you can do is once a year I do an open house where I bring in people that have other products to offer. And, you know, I have my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. And I have an open house where, you know, people can come in, try my products. And then I usually bring someone in that has crystals. And I also bring in people that do readings as well. And so people can come, you know, shop for the holidays. And then, you know, they can also get some advice, some guidance and readings at the same time. And it's a lot of fun. And I just do it once a year. So that may be something that you want to look at. My guys are saying that where you're located, it's probably not feasible to do it, say, out of your house or so forth. So if you know someone who has a space where you can do a holiday thing, my guys are indicating that that would be a really good thing for you to get in on or try to put together and promote. Like, say, for example, somebody that you know that maybe has a Reiki, does Reiki and has a space or, you know, some kind of holistic modality or even a store and say, hey, I'd love to put my artwork in your store and I'll give you 20% of the sales.
Okay.
So you have to get creative. And my guys are saying 100% e-business is not the best way for you to go. But you have to really get out there and talk yourself up. Because they're saying you have a hard time talking yourself up. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, yeah. She's like really shy and, you know, not confident about talking herself up. So really, you know, talk your work up. I've got the chills, so this is really important for you to hear, okay? So start getting comfortable talking about your work. And I mean, for years, I wasn't comfortable talking about my work, and I hid in the shadows. And, you know, I 5 years ago, I would have never been on the radio. And so it's a process, but you're going to have to push yourself a little bit because my guys are saying that you can sort of just stay really small. And so you have to really push yourself to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and reach out into the community. Okay. Do you have like a chamber of commerce where you live or something like that? Because they're saying that there.
Yeah.
Because my guys are saying that there are some organizations that you can stretch out into to start getting your work out. What do your business cards look like?
They're like purple and white. I'm not thrilled about them, but.
Okay. Because I'd like to see some artwork on them or something. Even if you do a two-sided card and put some artwork on the back or whatever.
Okay.
The cards are really important because if you're not thrilled about them, nobody's going to be thrilled about them.
Okay.
Okay. So spend some time. Do your kids do any kind of computer stuff?
Yeah, they do. Yep.
You know, see if they can maybe give you a hand with that, you know, or find a college kid, you know, put out at the college, hey, I'm looking for somebody to do some graphic design for me for business cards. And, you know, because kids need portfolios in college.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to like the local community colleges or whatever and just put a thing out there and say, I'd really, you know, I'd like to have some business cards. Send me your design and, you know, whatever. And even if you want to offer them, I don't know, $100 or something, because college kids are always broke.
Yeah.
You know, that's totally up to you. You can have like a little contest at the college. Say, you know, the winner of the best business card design gets whatever. Okay.
Okay.
So, because like I said, I'm looking at the cards and I'm going, really not. I mean, you can look at it and like you said, if you're not impressed, nobody's impressed. Okay. So, it looks like it's, you know, going to be a little bit slow going to start. My guides are saying that you have a small business background. But that being said, you definitely want to think about partnering up with people in getting your stuff out there, okay?
Okay.
So hit people up, say, hey, you know, can you put a link on your website? I'll put your link on mine. Do you blog at all? Do anything like that?
I don't.
Okay, and how often do you update your website? Because it looks a little stagnant.
Yeah, I need to do that. I probably did it, I don't know, a couple months ago. But, yeah, I do utilize Facebook a little bit.
Okay, good.
I try to send some out Facebook-wise. But
okay, good. Facebook is tough, you know. But there are, like, I know where I'm at, there are a lot of local groups where you can sell things.
Mm-hmm.
So look for the local groups on on Facebook, and then you can post some of your stuff on there for sale.
Yeah. Okay.
So that will help, and you're on the right track. But again, partnering is going to be the key for you. If you try to go solo and just keep it's going to be like trudging uphill with your mud boots on, and they're going to be stuck in the mud.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's the key for you. And when I say partnering, I don't mean taking on a business partner necessarily, but partnering with other people who are like-minded, who have like-minded products to offer.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense.
Okay. And that's going to be your key.
That's great.
Yeah, and you have some good things coming up next year, good things to look forward to. And so keep that in mind. And it's going to grow. It'll be a slow growth, but just keep doing the artwork and, feeling, putting the love into it. And when you, talking about clearing our energy, the energy that you put into your pieces will be felt by other people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So only do your work. Only do your work when you're in a good mental space. And sometimes you have to put everything else aside around you and get into that space, you know, get creative. So no matter what else is going on, you know, like I've been looking for a car and I'm in the middle of a move. And, you know, so my life has been kind of chaotic for the last month and a half, and plus all my school things. And I just have to put the blinders up once in a while and sit down with, for example, for my essential oils and just blend oils, no matter what's going on around me. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right, Leslie, I wish you the best, and check in, you know, down the road. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, that's so exciting. I, you know when I have started new things, it can be daunting and frustrating at the same time, because you know you have something that's really wonderful and you want to get it out to people, and it can be tricky these days to get it out there. One thing that I just thought about that I didn't mention is media mail and mailing postcards out. Because people don't use the mail system anymore. And there are so many things on the computer, on the internet, on Facebook, on Etsy, on Pinterest for sale. If somebody actually gets a postcard in the mail with what your products and what you're selling, it stands out now because nobody uses that media anymore. Okay, so we're going to area code 937, last four digits, 4845. Hi, this is Cindy. Hi, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me, Cindy, what are you grateful for today?
My refrigerator died yesterday, but I was able to buy another one. And
oh,
yeah.
That's fantastic. I have been there. I have been there recently, so I understand.
It's a sad thing, but it, you know.
It is a sad thing, but new ones are always nice too. And being able to buy a new one is fantastic. So congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So how can I help you today?
Well, you know what? We're talking about clearing, and I need to clear myself. I need to move on. I've been divorced 3 years, and I'm doing everything I should on the outside to move on.
Right.
But I can't move on inside.
Well, you know, honey, that's a process. And my guys are saying that you were married for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the heart doesn't heal overnight. And I'm seeing that this was a big heartbreak for you. And so give yourself the space to be okay that you've not been able to pick your feet up and move on completely right now. Because just by giving yourself permission to be okay where you are at the moment can take the pressure off of where you think you should be, okay?
Yes.
So take a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out, okay? And, you know, I mean, there are some things that you can do that can help. Salt baths are fabulous for everybody. You know, if you're a diabetic, and you know, this isn't specifically for you, but anyone who may be listening, you know, do not use Epsom salt and check with your doctor first, of course. But Himalayan, pink Himalayan sea salt that is not treated with radiation and not bleached is the best thing you can do for yourself. And when you're in that bathtub, just imagine all the pain, all the regret, all the hurt, just coming off your body, going into the water. When you're pulling the plug, just imagine it going right down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just doing, adding some little ceremonial things like that into your life. And, you know, I do the salt bath every single day because as a psychic medium and a healer, I take on a lot of people's energy because I have to open my energy field up to be able to you know, share in your energy field. Now, you know, you don't necessarily have to do it every day, but it can be helpful. Just 10 minutes in the water as hot as you can stand it, not so you're burning, and then just 10 minutes and just relax. And just while you're in there, another thing that you can do is call in your guides, your angels, whoever you you feel comfortable with, and ask them to cut the cords from this relationship. And also to bring back your energy that you left in the relationship. That's really an important factor because when we are in relationship with people, even just having this phone conversation with you, you know, an energetic cord is now created between you and I. I'll use this as an example. And it's important to unplug that cord, especially when it's an emotion, real deep emotional connection that is no longer there. So what you want to do is you can use a red ribbon or silver cords and you can cut them, or you can even take like the vacuum cords. You know the vacuums that you pull the cord and it sucks into the vacuum, the automatic cords? You can even use that visualization, okay? So you imagine these vacuum cords plugged into your ex-husband and one plugged into you, from him to you, and then you just pull them out of each other. You pull yours out of his, and you pull his out of you, and you just let them go. And that's a great clearing method, okay?
All right.
Now, if I have your permission, I'm going to do a little clearing on you right now also.
Yes, you have it. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just going to do a little clearing here, and I'm going to clear all your seven layers, your Godhead, your auric field, your etheric field. I'm just going to clear it all, clearing. I'm going to go directly into your throat. I'm hearing that you never had an opportunity to really speak from your heart in this relationship. And so what I'd like you to do is write all those things that you couldn't say, write them. And then you can burn them. Okay. And so I'd like you to, all those things that you never said, write them out. Okay. And then that is going to help release your throat chakra and to release that energetically. Okay. And it's also going to help your heart to really start to move on and heal. Take a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, use the breath, okay? Take a nice deep breath in, and on the exhale out, do a big exhale out, and imagine all the emotional things that you're holding on to just going out with the breath and into the atmosphere and let the earth recycle it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then check in. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, have a great day and many blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think I have time for one more quick caller. We only have 3 minutes left, so it's going to have to be fast. Before I take the caller, I want to let you know where to find me when I'm off the air. The number, the website is my name, simple, CynthiaFontaine.com. You'll find all my social media links on there. I am available for private sessions. I also do group parties locally, so check that out. Okay, so caller, this is 484, last four digits, 0529. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my...
You're welcome. Who's this?
My name is Antoinetta.
Antoinetta, pretty name, Antoinetta. Okay, Antoinetta, we only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to do what I can for you. How can I help you today?
Okay, very detailed question. When do you see Dan coming to stay or live with me?
The picture is not clear. My guides are saying there's no clear road to this, and that it's not clear that he is going to live with you yet, although he does come back. Okay? And they're not going to give a timeline, though. Again, it looks like you're going to hear from him within the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'm already in contact with him.
Okay.
My issue is he's having severe problems where he's living with the stepfather. So I was told from another reading that he was coming like this weekend, actually, or the first week of November.
My guides are saying
he's got to get out of there.
My guides are saying it's not settled yet.
Okay.
So, again, you know, when the window that we look at when we're looking is only for this immediate time right in this window, and it can shift. So,
okay.
You know, things can happen in the next 24, 48 hours, and that energy can shift. We are out of time. We only have 40 seconds left. But, you know, he's going to come back around again. But again, it's going to be one of those things where he's going to come and go, and he's really going to drain your energy. So think about whether or not you really want this guy in your home.
Okay.
All right. I have to sign off. We have 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for calling. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
honey.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, guys. 20 seconds left. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, callers. If I didn't get you this week, call back next week. And if you go into the chat room, let me know that you called in this week and I didn't get to you, and I will take your calls first. I love you all so much. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all. Grateful for it all.
You're the blessings every time I try to count. You're the lessons that I learned every time I turn around. You're the water when I'm burned every time I think I found everything I'm looking for. You're the sign saying stop, take a bow and keep moving forward and start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Align to purpose, everything will feel good.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all.
Every day is to imprint cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.